Cutsy kind of had like the craps table effect. Cutsy would give him facts about the Gators that he'd be like,
yeah.
He's like, it's true. It's so true. When he gets into the RV, he just goes,
We were heading to Naples and we take a hard left and nothing we hadn't done before. But on this day, jet's back, and I out of the corner of my eye see this thing start picking up some steam towards the door and punches the door open.
It barreled
and
through
flies
it.
Flies onto highway traffic. Onto the road.
Fantasy football, I'm probably going to come in last for the Burnley Dumb Show League, and the punishment is the classic Waffle House or IHOP punishment where I got to spend 24 hours there. Each pancake deducts an hour, and I don't know if I go with the Waffle House pancakes or do you go with the IHOP pancakes. IHOP, you were saying that they're not that big. I feel
IHOP's
like
not that big.
I don't think either of them are really massive.
Denny's has big pancakes.
Yeah.
They have big pancakes?
Yeah, Denny's does. How many pancakes can you eat?
Or we're going to find out. I mean, we're going to, after that, that's the only thing that I was going to request is that I don't have to, like, at least I get a little bit of a break after, after that dairy, after what the challenge we did.
That was one of the worst things.
When's this episode coming out? Can we talk about
it? It's going to be the
20th. And when is the Thursday before Christmas?
It'll be the next day.
21st.
But we won't give anything
down the side. No, so talk about it. Go for it. Because it's going to be tomorrow.
I told Prez in the car before the challenge that we just did, the Christmas challenge, I thought the hot dog challenge couldn't get any worse. This challenge of drinking milk and eating cookies in the Florida sun, mind you, 20 cookies, whatever we had to eat, 50 total, I think was the worst.
The milk sucked.
It was awful.
I chugged it and my stomach felt hardened like a rock.
You're not supposed to
like
drink that.
It
much
was
milk.
It expanded. And then the first thing you want to do is just burp. But I was so grossed out. I was like, if I burp right now, I am going to puke everywhere. So I just kind of like stood there and I was just like, it was fucking brutal. And then the cookies like accumulated like and were just, it was like by the end, you're like, I don't want to have another fucking cookie, man.
Yeah, it really does kind of, I mean, it didn't really affect you guys too much. I mean, I've had it. My desire for Taco Bell since we did the taco challenge, not that I won't eat it, but I don't have that burning desire for Taco Bell that I used to have. I don't crave it anymore at all.
That's a problem because we were going to be doing a Chick-fil-A challenge, and that's going
to
bang you.
That would be tough to lose. if it was in my power rankings, by the way, Wendy's has surpassed Chick-fil-A. Yeah, it really has, man. It's just not by much, but it's there.
What did it for you?
You know what? It wasn't the last rep we had, because the last rep we had was a little bit off, but just consistently, they're so good. The Baconator fries, it just slightly product, above. Man. Yeah. I mean, it just barely.
I believe they have the best breakfast.
Ooh, that's a new thing that I had just had. Ooh, too.
I believe Wendy's is the best breakfast.
I don't know they have breakfast.
Bold new claim. They're Stubby Camp.
Those breakfast potatoes, I've said it a million times to a million people, but those breakfast potatoes are maybe to McDonald's fries. That McDonald's fries may be the only fast food potato of any time of day better than those breakfast potatoes.
It's good. Yeah, we had it at the airport. That was the classic airport run where I called ticket. And I was
that was
like,
Miami, too.
That was in Miami.
We got to be careful for that one.
What'd you do? I don't remember this.
We were at the airport, our flight, it was like 8 a.m, and I called you to get you breakfast because you were getting over to the gate. And I'm like, literally like 7 or 8 a.m. And I call him. I was like, ticket, like, what do you want from Wendy's? He's like, oh, thank God you found a Wendy's. He's like, I'll do a Dave's triple.
Wild.
I'm like, ticket, it's 8 a.m, dude. He's like, damn.
They were boarding already, remember? They were boarding.
Yeah,
we're like,
that was tight.
Shit.
I had to bring the sandwich onto the plane and give it to them as I walked by to the back row.
That's right. So I did have their breakfast. That was a damn good sandwich.
Right?
Good.
That was very, it's not McDonald's, but it's very, very good.
Oh, I think it's better.
You do?
You do.
I do, yeah.
Do you like a particular item more than you like everything else, or do you like the whole breakfast menu?
I'm probably not the person to like make an overarching claim like that, because I usually like one thing. But like their honey, their their honey butter chicken biscuit.
Oh, to me,
that's right up your alley.
Is a better chicken biscuit than anybody else has.
That's fair.
And I think I would imagine, based on the quality of what I eat, that the other stuff's pretty damn good too.
You know, even the sandwich I had, they tease it to where it's like a bacon sandwich. They treat it like the Baconator, and it even kind of looks like it, and it's the real deal.
Yeah, Wendy knows what she's doing, man.
She is.
She does.
Yeah. I think the Baconator, I don't know if I think this anymore, but for a long time, I used to think that the Baconator was the best sandwich in fast food.
Yeah, you said that often.
Yeah, but now it's gotten to a point where the bacon's just too much. Just give me a Dave's Triple. But
that was one of the fattest things ever.
Dude, a triple is just
really wild. Huge. It's too much meat.
I disagree. I think it's the exact right amount of meat.
But wouldn't you rather, I think we've talked about this, but wouldn't you rather get a double and then just get a single hamburger? Like, you don't think
that's so much more bread. That's the same amount of meat, but more bread.
At that point, though.
The guy getting a triple, you're concerned about the bread.
Are you saying not to get the triple because of the mouth issue? Like, getting it over that whole burger?
Not that. I just think with the ratio, you get so much more meat than the bacon, the cheese, and the
this
bread.
Guy can't get over the
wires are tough, man.
Wow.
There you go. See? Now I got space.
Back up and running. Fellas, film week-wise, where do we rank this film week amongst other ones that we've had?
Jet. What do you think?
I think content wise, it's probably number one, right?
Yeah, I agree with that.
Vibe wise is up there too, but we've had trips in other places which were also just a great time. But I think content wise, it's number one, right?
I think we have just two bullet. Of some of our best videos that we filmed in the last recent time period between the Wheel of Drinks challenge and then the Christmas challenge. I think those two videos alone have made this trip. Like awesome. And I think then if you couple that with the behind the scenes stuff that we've gotten with the RV and like just us going around the country around the state of Florida and whatnot, I would say it's definitely been one of our most productive.
There's a sneaky video with one father.
That is going to go
crazy.
I would kill to be with you for when you first watch that. I really
me
would.
Or him.
You. Have you. I'd really want to be with you. I'd like to watch you.
That video might go
by
on.
The way, so we filmed with FP's dad, and then he gets to, we went and we grabbed a bite after. We all showered. He comes and he sits on the table and suddenly goes, "Man, I really felt like I answered the bell today."
Yeah. He did, man. He's a crazy
person. Perez walked in. He's like, "That shirt is truly one of the worst shirts I've ever seen." And he looks at Perez. He's like, "What do you mean? It's got rockets on it. It's great." And then Perez looks at him. He's like, "It's ripped all along the bottom."
Yeah, dude. He's started to get into these short sleeve button down shirts that have like swaggy, really big dude. Artwork on them, like not like the tight logos, but the really obnoxiously large stuff. And he thinks it looks so good, and you can't tell the guy anything. He's 60 years old, but he's short. He's a very short guy. So he for a long time was taking these shirts. They were too long on him, right?
Yeah.
So he would take them to a tailor to get them to like properly shorten the shirt. So it didn't look so ridiculous on him. And I guess at some point along the line recently, he decided that was a waste of his time. He could do it just as good as they could. So I look at the bottom of his shirt, and it's like zigzag. Like he cut it, and he was hammered when he did it or something. Or it wasn't cutting right. I'm like, dude. He's like, "I take him to get hit." I'm like, "You did not take that." She's like, "I guess my tailor was drunk." It's like, he's out of his fucking mind, man.
When we were at Food Plus Beer, I restaurant that we were
what
at.
Ridiculous name.
I mean, look. It was fucking great.
It was really good.
You ever been to a bodega in New York?
Yeah, well,
they're all
the
called like good food plus drinks. Yeah. That's what it like says on the top of all of them.
But so I was telling his dad, I was like, I guess I made some offhanded comment just trying to be funny or something. I was tired. And I was just like, "Yeah, it's a super cool shirt, man." And he looked at me and he was like, "Yeah, it is." And I was like, "Yeah, it is." He was like, "You want to go outside right now?" And I think he was kidding, but for a split second, I was like, "Am I about to go outside with Nick Stubbe's father? Kevin Stubbe? And I, there was something in his eye that told me he was only half kidding.
He doesn't fuck around, man.
He would drop
your ass. You think so?
Oh,
he looks, he does look like a strong guy.
He works out. He works out.
Yeah.
He's got a bench in his garage.
Really?
As all fathers do.
He puts his gloves on with the fingers out of him, and he just pumps iron.
Dude, he is...
He's an interesting guy, dude.
He's got a bench, but he didn't have a kitchen sink the longest time.
Is that a real story?
Yeah, he had a plumbing... He had a plumbing issue, and they had to basically rip out all the plumbing in his house. And he just never really... And that involved tearing the kitchen cabinets out and everything, at the bottom. And he just never... I mean, it was 2 years that he just never got around to putting a kitchen back in. And, it was pretty bad.
That is wild.
He set the tone from the second he got in the cart with me on the first hole, the first conversation that he started with. Probably is going to get cut. Did we there when he came in with that?
At the second hole, I heard him talking about some stuff.
He set
in my head, I was like,
fucking,
oh my goodness.
He set the fucking tone, dude. he set the tone, and then it was just kind of balls to the wall from there. I think content wise it was one of the best. The thing that I'm really excited about, I know you guys are too, is it was hard for us to do it prior. We teased it in Canada and people loved it, and there was not one person I saw that was upset with it, is the behind the scenes. And I think a lot of people wanted even more of the behind the scenes for it to be longer. I think some of them would prefer it over the golf, like they want more and more. And we got our guy Jensen back on the ones and twos, so to have a camera rolling on all the shenanigans that happens even off the golf course, I think is crucial, and I think people will really enjoy it. I hope they do.
Gator Tour?
Gator Tour was a flop.
I'll tell you what, the best part about the Gator Tour was just being in the boat going fast.
That was sick.
Yeah.
That was swerving.
Going out there and coming back.
He could drive that shit.
He was good at it.
He was awesome. Like, the Gators were just sleeping the whole time, but he was awesome.
The drone footage is sick.
The drone footage is sick. The guide was awesome, but I wanted, I wanted to see you wrestle a gator.
I thought he was going to take raw chickens and throw it into the water for them to wrestle and start biting it and shit.
I kind of thought it would be more like the zoo in the sense of, I thought we would.
What?
I thought we were going to see more animals. I thought there would be more.
That's fair.
You know what I'm saying? It was just a little underwhelming.
The boat ride was sick, though. The swerving around water.
Did you think
awesome.
At one point that he might that saw flip
the through the sawgrass? Yeah.
We needed more chaos.
It was great.
Yeah, we needed something
great. He shouldn't have teased the python. He shouldn't have said a word about the python.
The python is what got everybody's hopes up.
Saw a python.
Yeah.
Shouldn't have happened. Shouldn't have happened.
The wildest part was the video on his phone that he showed us before we left.
Correct. Yeah.
Of him wrestling a python.
I thought we were getting some kind of shit like that. I was like, oh, man.
I was concerned because he said he was talking about how much they camouflage, and we saw one Lucy fall under the water. And then I was afraid she was going to surface on the other side of the boat and just pop up. And
yeah,
I
had the Jaws effect.
It was a weird kind of that. Yeah, it was a little strange.
She did.
Yeah, I just.
I would do it again, but I would just tell the guy. Can we just ride around in this thing?
Mm-hmm.
Can we just rip around, do some wild shit in this
when
thing?
He was, yeah, when
and
he
if
was
we
going,
see a gator, tight.
When he was going through, he turned a corner, and you're like, this is a field.
Yeah.
We're just cruising
through a field. It's
pretty cool. Whatever you want.
Pretty sick.
Vegetation everywhere, right in the middle of the freaking swamp. It was cool to see.
Cutsy kind of had the craps table effect in a sense of Cutsy would give him facts about the gators that he'd be like, yeah. He's like, it's true. We're like, he goes and be like, you owe me $5. And the guy would be like, yeah, you do owe him $5. He kind of would tell him facts, and the guy would be like, yeah, that's right. They are nocturnal.
I love animals, man. I love wildlife. If I could, I would feed the thing right in off the boat.
You're Joe Exotic.
You were enjoying it.
I'm not Joe Exotic, but like I think like things those gators, man, they're not gonna fuck you up that much. I mean, they could rip an arm off, or they're not gonna kill you.
Oh my god!
By the way, fucking you up that much includes ripping an arm off.
I believe. Yeah, that's like that the category. Worst case scenario. Like that's a very rare.
He told
like,
a whole story about how it happens way more often than people think.
Yeah, that's what he said. I'm just saying, I was not scared at all of those gators. Now, if it was Crocs, then you have something to be worried about. But those gators, they don't want anything to do with you. They're very timid. They're not going to be overly aggressive or like come up and start like what you said, like jaw. Like they just would never do that. They would stay clear of the boat.
What's your favorite wildlife species?
Probably the Bengal tiger.
Wow. Yeah. Tell me something about a Bengal tiger.
He's on the Jaguars tonight, though.
I'm on the Jaguars tonight. Yeah, that's true.
Tell me something about a Bengal tiger.
Bengal tigers?
Give me a fact about
them. Oh, they're just like the... If you think of like the apex predator in the animal kingdom, the Bengal tiger is like, first of all, it hunts in at like night. It's like nocturnal, so you can't even see it. The camouflage it has, and it can climb trees, it can run, it can swim, it can fuck you up. And it's just like it is.
It's a great name too.
Yeah, dude,
they're in India, right?
Yeah, they're in India. Yeah,
kind of want to take the Bengals tonight now.
Yeah, well, if Burrow was there.
They do hunt at night.
They do. Yeah.
Monday nights.
By the way, that guy telling us, I think, like, you always talk about some of the worst ways to go. Shark attack, all this different stuff. I got a new worst way to go. That story of how the gator pulled that lady in by her arm, and then they just bring you all the way down and you drown. Like, they don't even just eat you. They just bring you all the way down.
They
do a
death roll, so they would grab you and then just start flipping around. Like in like a circular motion.
That's right.
I would fucking fight for my life, man. You would. I would start gouging the thing in the eyes. Whatever you could do. I mean, listen, I'm not tougher than a gator, but if something like that's going to take me down, it's going to fucking have to earn its meal. Let's put it that way. And let me tell you, it would have a hell of a meal once it got me down there. Because I am packing on some extra LBs, and this trip has not helped. We have banged ourselves, gentlemen. The food eating on these trips.
This was one of our worst.
One of our most shameful trips to date, and I am a massive part of it myself. I'm not pointing any fingers. We have got to do some soul searching.
Yeah.
It's just too easy, man. It's too easy.
What's terrific about it?
It's just too easy to sit around with the boys and order food. Yeah, it's too easy, man.
It's almost as good as getting it.
Yeah.
The ordering. Yeah. Like, what are you going to get? What are you going to get?
And well, the game's and
once
on.
You, like, it's
the
all game that, like, on. Once you order it, it's like, it easy. Sucks. I know, like, once you put the order in, you're like, ah, fuck.
I got one salad on this trip, and honestly, I regret it.
What the fuck did you get?
Where'd you get the salad?
Do you know how many nuggets I ate? I probably ate 120 nuggets on this trip.
At Tesoro score. At Tesoro.
Oh, Jesus.
I ate 120 nuggets on this trip.
Yeah, you did.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
A lot of hot mustard, too.
Call you the Nugget King.
We've said it a whole lot. I think one of my favorite, like, I think peak Bob does sports is when we're around the couch and Prez is putting in the fast food order and everybody's going around with what they want. Like, vibes at that time are so high. Like, if you could just bottle that, like, that's peak stuff.
Have we talked?
Speaking of that, what are we going to have for dinner?
Oh, that's lovely. That's lovely.
Have we talked really about let's get that order in for us too. We probably have the same thing.
What
have we discussed?
Because
I don't remember my bag.
We got to discuss the bag.
Oh, jeez. I forgot about that.
Well, I was going to discuss. Have we talked about Boomer Esiason yet?
Oh, we got to talk about that too?
Hashtag Boomer.
Did we talk about it in our last one?
No, we haven't.
Oh, so you got Boomer and you got the bag one.
Yeah.
Let's do those two things and close it down with a little food order.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, Boomer Esiason, he banged me. I guess
tell your story.
He's got a radio show, I guess, with Gio.
Yep.
Gio... You know, shout out Gio. We appreciate the support. Seems like he watches YouTube golf, and he brought that attention to Boomer. Boomer looked me up, and he thinks I'm fat.
And I am.
Oh my God, he's huge.
Oh my God,
he's huge. He's huge.
That was, by the way,
if you had Boomer Esiason flaming FP on like some bingo card.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Who would have thought?
That's some big plus money right there.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. Boomer banged me.
And then he banged you again.
And then, yeah, the next day, must be a pretty slow time in sports. If Boomer is talking about me 2 days in a row.
There's a lot going on in sports
we
right
now.
We
need the NBA regular season to really take like a foothold. And the bowl season needs to get going because Boomer needs something.
He's on national radio and he's like, he's fat press guy. He's like, he says every day he's fatter than the next. It's the fattest he's ever been. And then like watching Perez while he's watching that, and Perez is just on the couch. Just like,
yeah, you got a great angle of it.
He's like, is this him? And Gio's like, yeah, that's him. He's like, wow, he is huge.
He's huge. Yeah. Jesus.
He said, oh my God.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Oh my God. He's like, is this him? And they're like, yeah. He's like, oh my God, he's huge.
we're gonna have to play the Boomer clip. J-Dog, if you could roll that over.
Jensen, pull up that clip of Boomer flaming FP.
No, not that one. Not that day. Yep, day before. Yep, there it is.
Yeah.
And there's a new guy that I just got involved with named Fat Perez.
Fat Perez.
And Fat Perez is like a 2 handicap.
Okay.
And he looks like Pat Perez the golfer, but he's much larger than Pat Perez the golfer.
See how fat Fat Perez is.
And he's great at golf, and then when he sinks a birdie, he does this Euro step thing to a layup.
Is that him right there?
Yeah, that's him.
Oh
yeah.
My God, he is huge.
Yeah. And he says that every day that he lives is the fattest day of his life. That's what he said. He's fatter than the previous day.
And he's a 2 handicap.
He's a 2 handicap. He's a great golfer. He's a great putter. He's great at everything.
I don't need it. I don't need what you're doing. I don't need what you're doing. I certainly don't need what Boomer. Leave me alone. I just want to fucking play golf with my fucking friends. I just want to play golf with my fucking friends, all right? And eat a little bit.
Oh, my God.
Is that a fucking crime? Is it a crime to play golf and eat a lot? Fucking arrest me, dude. Fucking lock me up, Boomer. Lock me the fuck up, dude. Piece of shit.
Oh.
Boomer, baby.
He's a funny guy.
That is wild. And everybody was messaging about it too. There was a lot of people out there that watched that show.
Jesus.
Yeah. Christ. I mean,
thank you for that. I appreciate that. I appreciate that. No, I see what you did there. I like that.
Way more people than I ever would have thought.
A lot of people.
A lot of people.
Saw the number that said, wow, that's a lot of people.
Don't cry, Perez.
Don't cry, Boomer.
That's what we're calling him. Cry baby Perez.
Don't cry, baby. Boomer died like a dog.
Tell the folks about the bag.
You want me to tell them about
the
bag?
I want you to tell them about the bag.
All right, so we're driving down the road, right?
What?
No, so we're on the road. I think we're heading from Sarasota to
Naples.
And we've done this plenty of times. We've packed the RV back up, and we've gotten it all out and packed it up again numerous times, I think, at this point. 5-6 times.
Yeah.
We had a good rhythm going. And then we were heading to Naples, and we take a hard right. A hard left. And nothing we hadn't done before.
This is your standard left turn.
But on this day, days, Jet's bag, I believe.
Was it your bag?
Yeah. It was my bag.
I didn't push it. It was just sitting in the middle of the RV.
On wheels. Yep. And I, out of the corner of my eye, see this thing start picking up some steam.
Me too.
Towards the door. And it just kicks over the stairs that you would use to walk out the RV and punches the door open.
It barreled through it.
Flies onto highway traffic.
Onto the road and just
flies on the road,
smacks the curb. I couldn't believe what I saw. And from my view as the driver's seat, I'm looking, just looking. I see this thing just say, like, I'm out. I'm fucking out of here, dude.
I'm a head out.
I'm a head out. Like, these guys are fucking clowns. I'm out.
Like that guy who puts, like, his face on things afterwards. Like, and he puts his face on it. Just like, peace, dog. I'm out, dude.
Yeah.
You know?
That, first...
my two cents. First of all, that bag is so fucking heavy. I don't know
that has
what
nothing you, to do.
Yeah,
with
it
this.
Does. No, it should have barreled through the Here's, door.
No, the bag.
Well,
shouldn't
it does
have been
it,
there.
It does because it pushed. It was so heavy.
It had more
that,
weight behind it.
Okay, yeah, so fine. Yeah. I won't bring clothes next time. But
standing.
The point is,
it's like that's a different conversation.
I didn't put it there. When we go on these trips, when we leave place to place in the mornings. Especially with the RV, because there's a, some of the stuff is in the RV, some of the stuff is by, like some of the stuff we kind of all lay next to each other and somebody will like put it in one by one and fit the spots. So that's what had happened that morning outside. We all had brought the stuff and we were all just like putting it in. And then I don't really remember where it, I didn't put it in the car because it was lined up with all the other suitcases.
Someone end up accountability,
someone,
man.
Someone didn't put your bag in the RV correctly.
But my point is, normally I would put
damn,
the bag
in. Damn, that person
in.
Fucked up.
No, because now it just sounds like I'm not putting my bag in the car, when in reality,
well, you
one
didn't.
Person is standing.
White dispenza.
One person is standing at that little trunk area, and it's like an assembly line. Somebody's sure. like stacking them in.
Well, yeah, your bag is so big,
forget
it doesn't
the
fit.
Forget the size of the damn bag, okay? All right? The size of the bag does not matter, it's okay?
A duffel bag would not have flown through
yeah.
that door.
Correct, but
a duffel bag would have stopped at that door.
It's a tough look for me to say that whoever packed my bag into the RV for me put it in wrong, but that is what happened.
You don't need...
Because it was standing on its
that's
wheels.
That's a shitty hill to have
it
to die on right there.
Can I ask, when you walked into the RV and saw your bag
I didn't
there.
See it. I had no...
Were you blind?
Well, no,
it's a massive bag. It's
the
right
mornings
the
of these when we go place yeah. to place are kind of like blurs. Like, yo, no one really... Everybody's
he
kinda,
walks into yeah, the RV every morning. He stumbles in. He
15
gets into
late.
His little seat.
He puts his hoodie
like,
on.
He goes like this.
Yes, exactly.
He tears his collar up.
That is exactly right.
That's my move. That's my move. That's
we
what I
been
do
on
in the,
time
in the car.
One no. morning.
No.
It is incredible.
Wait,
and I
me?
Hate to be this guy.
Me?
No, it's
or we,
it, it's usually you and others, but you're definitely a part
you
of it.
You and others?
Well, it's always
oh, let's just name me and nobody
friends.
Else.
Well, no, you're
because
always
you're
late.
The main
you're
advocate.
Always late.
Hey, all,
to leave
all
the place.
But not everyone
up,
else is always late. You're always late.
I'm not putting my hand up this
because if you put your hand up, I'll stop.
Yeah, we'll stop.
That's how the hands work. If you say that's on me, it's over.
He let's talk it. About it.
Raise that hand.
If you want to talk about it, go ahead.
No, because I walked in and I said, wow, I here's the thing. Because I don't even want to say what, because now I'm 0 for 1 with that van. I'm a punctual guy in real life.
Oh, my God.
Like, when you guys come to pick me up sometimes, I'm standing outside
that's
waiting.
That's true. No, I'll give you that.
The morning, I don't know why. I think it's, you said something where I always forget when we're leaving. I always just re-ask.
Always, like, we'll say to you the night before, we're leaving at 9:30. It is minus 10,000 that he'll text in the morning. What time are we leaving?
Yeah. Yeah. See, I don't hate it.
Joe's the same
that's
way.
Me,
Joe,
though,
you're the same
not
way.
Me.
I'm a little
over
the
same
I'll
way.
I'll put the hand up. Okay. I'm a little
bit
over
the
same
way. That's what it takes, right?
I won't say I'm not going to say nothing.
I won't say this is
cop out.
No, it's not a cop out. It's accountability.
It's a really good hand up.
I'm oblivious sometimes. I will say this. I'm either really like one of the first ones early or I'm late. There's no in between.
I think that's true.
Yeah.
I'm either like the first one on the bus or I'm like straggling
you know
along.
What? You know what? Fuck it. It's
yeah.
on me.
Yeah. Yeah.
My bad.
Whoever,
it's over.
Nice. Hand down, man
yeah.
down.
Yeah. yeah.
By right. the way, it's a new thing. By the way, out there, if
yeah.
you're ever in a pickle, just put your hand up, say that's on me, and people are not allowed to really give you shit or yeah. be mad at you anymore.
It's accountability,
you've,
baby.
You take an accountability and you move on.
It yeah. feels good saying it.
It does.
Yeah.
Like, hey, that's on me. My bad.
It's like a weight lifted off your shoulders.
And then nobody, you know, there's nothing more to talk about.
Yeah.
The RV is sick, though. I took a schluff in the back today.
Schluff?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, you look like a dead body.
I was a dead body, dude.
I look at this. Dude, you
ass was
up. You had like one leg over the other. You look like how I would shove a body.
You know what?
The
yeah, whole, this whole trip, I was like building up the courage to be like, can I take the bed back there? Because I sat in the same spot every day, and I was so exhausted. And I didn't know. It's one of those where like it looks super comfortable, but you just never know.
It
like,
is comfortable.
I didn't want to give up my spot to go yeah. there and then be like, I want my spot back. It wasn't as comfortable. It wasn't like such a good bed, but it did its
it's
job.
It's a bed.
Yeah,
you know
it did
what I mean?
Its job. Like, I passed out ass
he got up.
Up.
Yeah. He got up. He was wearing shorts, and his shorts rode up like this.
Okay, yeah. no, okay. What are you
whoa,
doing
whoa,
like
whoa,
that?
Whoa,
and text,
whoa,
I mean,
whoa,
look whoa. At those thighs. Demonetized, bro.
That's a lot of skin.
I don't know
skin.
Which one of you two started that with him. It's so true. When he gets into the RV, he just goes,
I all.
Yeah.
It's so true. It's not the RV.
Fucking about
it's not the RV. It's everywhere, dude.
And then,
that's
and then
the face
I'll,
of
and
just
say something. You'll just go like this.
Yeah.
What?
Like I will kill you right now. What?
Listen, welcome to the program. Like, this is what we're doing. I don't know what to say. Like, it's not going to change.
Jed has been happier just in shorter stints.
Do you think RV is the play?
For this, it really was. It just added. Yeah, and again, we said it on the last one. It was kind of funny. Like, we really did kind of create the illusion like we were on that thing the entire way. In reality, it was like a few hours here and there. But I just think it really did make
it. We never slept in it.
No.
Not like overnight. Never needed to. Never connected it.
You guys, it was
somehow
like.
Somehow drained the battery.
Yeah.
Remember we went to an auto zone on the same night.
God damn, yeah. It's gonna
be a tough turn in tomorrow.
We should do it again one time, but like a true road trip, like when we're in the car for longer periods of time,
state like we did state? With New Mexico.
Or is that not? Is that something I can interest
I
you?
I think
in,
that's always been something up your alley. But then you just get so when we did it when we went to
New Mexico. Santa Fe.
Yeah, which is a great trip.
It was a great trip.
It was exhausting.
Long. Well, that one's a little too far. I don't mean something that long, but something like a 5-hour road trip. My favorite moment of the trip so far was. When you guys were drunk after one of the challenges we did, y'all hauled in the RV. I was driving, and we just did the name me game.
Oh yeah.
That was the name me game.
Bob passed out drunk for about 30 minutes, and then he woke up with just weird drunken energy.
Drunken energy.
Yeah.
That was one of my favorite. The vibes during that name me game was nice.
That's I love that shit, man.
Me too.
Or we play like a trivia game with the dude, like, well, you know, give me the guy who did this or whatever.
That's right.
That is a blast. Okay, now we're going to head on over to our Q&A. And by the way, folks, at any time, fire on into the Bob Does Sports DMs. Send a message. We're constantly looking at those things. So fire on in, Q&A. Ticket, what do you got?
First question comes from Dixony Murphy. He wants to know, and this question is very similar to our Brilliantly Dumb Show punishment if you lose the league, but it's a little bit different. So, everyone in McDonald's for 24 hours, one burger knocks off an hour. Who leaves first and who leaves last?
Well, you're leaving first.
Ticket leaves first.
Okay. I think Joe could, if he needed to leave, you could give me a run.
Yeah, but you would just do the double quarter pounder so that you'd bang yourself because you wouldn't want to have more bread.
Yeah, that's true.
I would just house cheeseburgers.
No, of course.
Yeah. I would just try to house, and we've already done a cheeseburger challenge where we waxed that ass. But we had, I think, Bob, what did we have? 12 each? We did like 12 or 13 and then we won. But like I think I could do a bunch of cheeseburgers. I think that would be the play. Because they're smaller.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, I think the two of y'all would have a good little battle.
I think Jet would then be third, and then the two of you would have to
do it. I actually, low key, really? When Bob is pushed up against the wall, like these challenges, the last few, he has been sensational with how much he forces his body to eat. Now he throws everything up, so that would have to be a caveat if that's good allowed point. Or not.
That's an extra burger if you puke.
Yeah, I think if he actually has impressed me with his eating challenge, where I think he might actually be the dark horse to win it all.
So
that's a good point.
So me?
To come in
last one?
I think you would maybe come in last.
Yeah.
I think so.
You and Jet would be the last.
Damn, you guys got real
issues. No, I think Jet would want to get the hell out of there.
You guys got real issues.
I'll tell you this. If it was nuggets, I'd be first.
You don't just devour it.
I understand, but look at me. If you guys are getting out of a hamburger eating competition before me,
Ticket
says
eats
a lot
so
about us.
Fast. When we get the food, it's gone. It's like it's.
I don't think anyone eats it faster than Jet. I just think I can eat more than Jet.
Yeah. Jet does eat fast. That's
but
true.
If it's a nugget challenge, I'll be out of there first for sure.
Yeah. By the way,
something that's hysterical to see when we had and we did it so long ago. The Ticket came on the Brilliantly Dumb Show, one of his first episodes, and did the hot dog challenge.
Yeah, that was amazing.
What did you do total for that? And he crushed it.
I think it was 11 13? And a half. Or was it 13?
I think you did 13 hot dogs.
That was my first appearance on that show.
He crushed it. It was
10 minutes?
10 minutes.
Dude, he absolutely... It was the fun. And watching him put these things back was fucking hysterical.
Did you do the water?
Yeah, I did the water method.
I sure did.
What was the other method? Yeah. What was the other method that you said?
It was like the
split and...
Did you do two dogs and then dip
the bun? You split the two... And then you do,
but it had
water.
A name for it.
It's like the Slinghausen method or something like that. Something
God,
German.
You said it was so funny.
A pioneer in Germany came up with that.
Did you train for this?
I did the day before. My dad cooked up a bunch of hot dogs, and
you
we just
did the same thing a day before.
The day before, yeah.
Whoa. That sounds detrimental.
Do you believe that was a mistake?
No, I don't. Because
you ate the same amount, or are you just testing the method?
No, I ate the same amount in about 10 minutes.
Oh my!
The reason for that is because if you go in without any training, you're fucked.
But
you
one have to day of training,
not,
day
not
of training?
That, it's like cramming you for have, a test. You have to go to class all semester, but if you don't study that night before,
it's like putting ice skates on for the first time to go on the ice and then trying to figure skate.
Yeah,
you got to expand.
Well, I went on the ice the day before. I tested
the surface.
Wait,
are you serious, Tick?
Yeah, I did it the day before because I wanted to expand my stomach. I was watching YouTube videos on it.
I don't hate the point. It's just a wild thing to hear.
I couldn't understand like a week before he did like 2-3 days a week before. But
the wildest thing that I heard this week was Ticket telling me that when he was working at the Four Seasons when we were all together, that he went up into La Giorno, which was the hair salon, in the middle of a shift.
Damn.
For 4 hours and got his hair dyed blonde and came back to his shift looking like Stan.
Yeah.
You're a wild
damn.
That's
boy.
One of the craziest. I couldn't
and
believe
then he punched out.
Well, the idea was, you remember that phase where everyone was doing like steel colored hair?
Yeah.
Sure. Messi had
like
it. Neymar.
I like that.
Ryan
dude,
Lochte.
Ryan
so
Lochte
I tried to do
everybody
that, but the reason I had to get it fixed at La Giorno was I did a box job the night before. I tried to do it on my own
pizza.
And I butchered it. So the guy was already working behind the sticks. And he tried to fix it the best he could, but I came out looking like
third
Stan.
18.
Man. Yeah, it was bad. It was bad.
All right. That was unbelievable. I couldn't believe that when you said that. I just couldn't. It's at the Four Seasons. It's not like it was like a, you know, like a Motel 6. Like it, to get away with that is
insane.
Did
you, they didn't say anything?
You can't keep getting away with it.
You can't keep getting away with it. What did they say to you?
No one ever caught me, so no one said shit.
No one caught you with blonde hair?
Oh, no. The next day, HR came to me and was like, listen, that's probably, you can't, that's not up to code for Four Seasons standards. And I said, we'll see about that. And we never had another conversation about it.
Oh, my.
You can't really do anything.
No, well, they could have fired
him.
Dude, it was like the Yankees. Like, you had to be shaven, clean shaven.
Yeah, but like, dyeing your, I mean, I'm sure there was women that were there that have dyed their hair.
It's probably your argument, right?
There was
Sharon.
Like
you're not a blonde.
You could have like.
That is a great point.
That's a great point.
All right, Tick. We'll take you off the hot seat. Next question, unless it's one at you.
Next one comes from Kevin Hughes, 1988. He wants to know if you guys could swap lives with anyone for 48 hours. Who are you picking?
I think it'd be pretty cool to be Dana White for a couple days.
That's not bad at all.
Live in Vegas.
Yeah,
that's not bad at all.
Have a run of the town.
Can't use the Peloton, though.
But did you do it for a few days, Tick?
48 hours.
Oh, 48 hours.
That'd be cool.
I would do an athlete for sure.
You would?
Yeah. I gotta like zone in on it.
I think I would do a musician.
Okay.
Someone playing like a massive cut, like maybe like Chris Martin from Coldplay.
That'd be
you know
cool.
what? That's a good one.
Yeah. Because if I'm Tiger an NFL player for 48 hours, I could still tear my Achilles.
That's a really good one.
Because he's injured.
It's Tiger Woods, dog.
Yeah, I know, but you know he's
be
he's
cool to be like a receiver.
Brett loves receivers.
Yeah. It's Randy Moss, maybe.
It's close, but Christian Kirk wouldn't be bad.
Oh,
not at all.
Christian Kirk for a couple of days.
Not at all.
Imagine like Jacksonville. You got Trevor throwing into you.
That's pretty
Christian
chill.
Kirk.
Yeah,
I mean, bodies.
Like, I bet.
Dude, does he have to be me for 48 hours?
Yeah. Could you imagine how funny that would be?
I bet Christian would be down for the flop.
Yeah.
To switch it up,
Christian Kirk is the best.
Well, then maybe I'll switch with Trevor, and we could. I'll throw the ball to you.
Freaky Friday featuring Perez and Christian Kirk. I would watch that.
Voicemail.
That'd be amazing.
Jet's just not. He's not a rider. He's not a bet rider.
He has ridden on this trip. He has ridden for the first time.
You like to do it your way. You
well,
know
no, he wants to have
I,
it all.
I am very particular about
you ride for a quarter, then you hedge the other side.
You know. You know what? You know what? Live betting Chiefs is in the middle of the game. That's betting chalk, dude.
Yeah, it's
that's
chalky.
That's chalk. He's a
that's
chalk.
Chalk. That's a chalky
but
play.
That's a chalky play.
But chalk implies that they are. meaning, always, that if the, I'm saying this is why it's not chalk because if they are plus money, they're not chalk.
I
anymore.
See what the
I like to bet. I like to bet better teams when they're down.
The
how
golfers
that?
And the players and the teams that you bet on are chalk.
To say I bet
teams.
Chalk is
bet chalk.
Of course, but I'm betting them during the game.
The entire panel here tonight.
If you
would
get
all
Kansas,
agree,
the hand's not
going to get a hand up.
No,
I'm
not doing that. Yeah.
If there's anything to put a hand up on, it's
not
got
it. No,
if you bet Kansas basketball at plus money.
That is still betting chalk.
Okay, hand up then.
Okay.
We just had a different definition.
Yeah, because that's Kansas basketball. That's
you know
chalk.
Why it is? Is he has
it's literally
theory.
Rock chalk.
He has a theory that whatever the spread starts at, the game should always end up getting close to that eventual like that script. But that doesn't always happen.
Of course, and nothing ever always happens. But that's like the idea. That's
but that's
the
your
idea.
That's your modus operandi when you're betting.
Totally. Yeah, it's called it's mean what reversion. Yeah. Everything's gonna get back to where it's supposed to. It's a really low scoring first half, but like it's gonna flip.
Last one comes from Blake Tiller. Who was everyone's top music artist this year? I think they mean from that Spotify rap thing,
mine.
But if you don't know what it is,
mine.
I'm Billy Joel.
Oh, I had Post Malone.
Oh, Post Malone's a good one.
It's good. I love Post Malone.
You know who I had? Huh? Morgan Wallen.
Wow.
Yeah, you've been more. I'm Billy Joel.
I love country, man. I've never been more into country than this year.
You had Billy Joel again?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's every year.
Who are you, Tick?
Yeah, I was Oasis.
Oh, Oasis.
Oh, I like that.
A big Oasis fan.
Nice.
It's Grateful Dead.
Grateful Dead.
You got married in the belt. We talked about that with Papa Stubby as well.
Where did you get that thing, by the way?
Smathers and Branson.
Yeah, you heard it.
That was a good question.
Yeah, it was a good question.
Wait, who was yours again? Post Malone?
Yeah.
I didn't know you were a big
Post
Malone.
I love Post Malone.
But none of my top songs for the year were Grateful
Dead.
Sure,
but you just listened to a lot.
Right? I just listened. Yeah. I had two Action Bronson songs.
Really?
Which I was proud of.
I had a Sleaze song in there.
That's
did you really?
Skis?
You had
Skis?
I had a Skis song in there.
Country
Anywhere?
I love my homies.
Yeah. This one's for my homies.
Isn't that a Skis Mike collab?
Yeah, it is a collab.
I had one of those on there too.
Yeah.
What do you got? Days Go By?
No, it was
Country Anywhere?
No.
Wasn't it was Happy to Be Here?
No, it was Living It Up or something. Or
Life's Good.
Life Got Crazy.
Life Got Crazy.
Yeah.
That's a real good. But that's Mike.
Is Skis not on it?
No.
I listened to a lot of Skis this year. And I met Skis 2 years ago.
It's Skis.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, a lot of content on the way. That's been another edition of the Bob Does Sports podcast. We'll see you next time. To the moon, Bob Does Sports.